What do cheese, beer, and sauerkraut have in common? This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science saying fermentation, a process that uses bacteria to make a picnic. But what else can it do? From nail salons to ball pits, acetone and isopropanol are all around us. These chemicals make up products like antiseptics, glass, and plastic. But making them requires a lot of fossil fuels. Can this chemical production be greener? Enter Fengmen Liu at Lonza Tech in Illinois and colleagues. They grew bacteria that used CO2, a greenhouse gas, as fuel. Then they programmed this pollution-eating bacteria to make isopropanol and acetone through fermentation. Now that's a funky IPA. Did it work? Yes! The bacteria produced these chemicals 90% of the time. That's 75% better than previous studies that attempted to do the same thing. The researchers say this process can make enough chemicals for large-scale production. Fermentation, a promising step towards an eco-friendly recipe for building materials. And a recipe for a killer tailgate party. Pass the pickles, please.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.